Okay. 3, 2, 1. We're talking with Washington County School District Superintendent Steve Peterson. And Superintendent, let's talk a little bit about your background. How did you get into education? What led you to the field of education?
I suppose it is the example that was set for me by some teachers that I admired very much when I went through my regular schooling experience, primarily in the junior high and high school level, and even the elementary level. And, of course, as I was in high school, I was into athletics and student leadership and the girlfriends and all those things, and I really wasn't concerned about it. I got into college. I went to Snow College, and at that time, I thought I might want to go into law or something like that because I was taking some business law classes and I was excited. But the further up the line I went in my educational career, the more I realized that I did enjoy working with kids and I wanted to do something significant in the lives of students to help them. And so that was when I made the decision. It wasn't until I was a junior in college that I decided that's what I wanted to be, was a teacher. And that's what I went into. I was a business teacher for some years.
You mentioned that there was influence in your younger years, but that didn't really blossom until you were in college, that sort of influence.
That's correct. And, of course, there were some principles and different things instilled in me that I think was instilled by those teachers. I had one, for example, in 8th grade. His name was Joe Lowell in Monroe, Utah. And, of course, I tended to be one that would getting a little debugly every now and again with different kids and so on. And he just brought me up short and said, Steve, you've got leadership ability. You can either lead people to do good or bad, and I'd strongly recommend that you straighten up and try to do good things instead of bad things. And so, you know, those kinds of things.
You mentioned you were a junior in college when you made the decision. Where were you going to school at that time?
At that time, I was going to Utah State University, and I was in the business program. And the more I got into the accounting aspect of it and management aspect and so on, I saw the implications of being able to teach in the accounting area and so on, and that's when I decided that.
Was there an influence in your family? Did you have a tradition of teaching in your family at all?
No, there were no teachers in my family, and I came up through, in those days, it was kind of a unique situation. In fact, I think I was about the only kid in my hometown that came from a divorced family. My mother was married and divorced 4 times by the time I was 13. And there was no history of higher education in our family. And so I had the work ethic instilled in me by my mother. But I can remember my grandfather telling me after I'd gone to school for 2 years, I got a scholarship to play baseball and a leadership scholarship at Snow College out of South Spear High School. And so I went to school, and my grandfather, after 2 years, he told me, Steve, you've messed around long enough now. You need to get out and go to work and make something of your life. And I kept telling Grandpa, you know, I feel like if I can stay in school that I can do better than if I just quit and go to work in a gas station or something. And of course, he came up through a situation that he didn't understand that. And so it was other influences that tended to instill in me the idea that maybe I ought to go to school.
After going through Utah State University, let's talk about your educational career. Did you begin as a teacher at that point?
Yes, I began teaching in Iron County School District. I taught in the Business Distributive Education Program at Perrin High School in the morning and Cedar High School in the afternoon, and I lived in Summit and traveled back and forth, and it was a great experience. And I've still got a lot of good friends as a result of that. one of my claims to fame there was Kent Peterson, who is now the business administrator in Umpqua County School District, was one of my students. From there, I went to Sevier Valley Tech, and I taught in the business program at Sevier Valley Tech in Richfield, and taught students from North Sevier, South Sevier, and Richfield High School, as well as adults. It was a great experience. And one of my claims to fame there might be Bill Sampson, who's our business administrator here. He was one of my former students. And I went in to, became the business administrator in Sevier School District for a few years. And I just decided that I like to work with people more than just the numbers and so on. And that's when I took the leave and went back to graduate school to get into the graduate program. And at that time, I went to Utah State University for that undergraduate school.
What was the path that took you to Washington County School District in the superintendent's position?
After finishing graduate school, I was superintendent in Paiute School District, a small school district. It was a lot of experience in a hurry. And after 4 years there, then I took a position as superintendent in the hottest place in the world, Gila Bend, Arizona. And I was there for a couple of years. And there was an opening that came up for the joint vocational director position between Dixon College and Washington School District. And I made some contacts, I was interviewed, and I was hired at that time as the area vocational director for Dixon College and Washington County School District, where we put together the program so that juniors and seniors in high school can take college courses during their high school experience. That was a very difficult and tough project, but it turned out to be very positive for students. We have several now who do complete their associate degree within a year after they graduate from high school, and it's been a very positive thing for students. And after serving in that position for a few years, when Superintendent T. Lavoie Esplin retired, then Jack Grill was named superintendent, and he asked if I would come in on a full-time basis for the Washington School District, and so that's where my connection started, on a full-time basis with the school district. And then I think Jack served for 5 years, and upon his retirement, or his resignation at that time, the Board of Education asked me if I would accept the job at that time, and that's been 8 years ago at this point.
Have you enjoyed the work?
Yes, I've always said, Larry, that that I didn't think I'd really been challenged to my limit, that I always had more capacity than I had been involved in at that point. But I about concluded at this point in my life that I'm just about there with the extracurricular full-time, part-time job I have in the church, as well as being superintendent. I keep plenty busy, and I have enjoyed it immensely. I enjoy challenges, I enjoy working with people, and it has been I enjoy coming to work every day, even though I run into some very difficult challenges and assignments. That's the kind of thing I enjoy doing.
This has been a hot seat sort of position, though, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. There's always key issues in public education. I heard one fellow describe the public education administration as being, the term is managing predicaments, because you've got the public, you've got the teachers, you've got the students, you've got the board, you've got all of these aspects of your job that you have to deal with, and it's a delicate balance in trying to balance all of that. And there are times when it's extremely challenging, but we've had very good board members here in Washington County School District, and I think that's part of the reason that the job is enjoyable, is to work with people like that, as well as all the people in the school system.
Was there an experience in your teaching or your administrative career? Is there one experience that you can point to that said, where you got through it and you said, yes, I'm in the right position. I'm glad that I made this selection as a career.
I don't know. I think that some of the more challenging ones that I've never experienced prior to getting into Washington County School District was a tremendous growth that we faced here, and the challenges of just trying to house students. And I suppose one of the biggest challenges I've ever faced is year-round school. And I don't know if you were in the area when we first started talking about that, but the feelings were extremely negative. And we talked about that for 8 years before we actually implemented it. We did a lot of planning, a lot of studying, a lot of talking. And when year-round schools were implemented, and how beautiful it did work. It did, in fact, work, and people seemed to be happy. Generally speaking, I think the research said 87% were happy. Then I thought, you know, that's a real satisfying thing to be involved in, especially when the tremendous savings to the taxpayers through that program. And at that point, I thought, you know, that's something that, you know, I really feel positive about.
Let's talk about your service beyond your job. I know you've been involved with church work. You've had some key positions. You're holding one right now.
Yes, I've got one that I started bright and early yesterday morning, getting up at 5 o'clock to get to, with the gentleman I work with, to get down to Nevada, Mesquite, Nevada, by 6 in the morning. And then by the time I finished down there, I had to get back to the Bloomington Stake Center for interviews by 6 that night. I finished last night at just about 10:30, right around 10 o'clock, 10:30 last night. And that's typical. And it's a great experience working with the people in the Bloomington Stake, as well as the, well, in Mesquite and Bunkerville, Nevada, in our state. And we're very closely with those folks. And so we have 13 units in our state, 12 wards in the Spanish-speaking branch in Bunkerville. And that is a very satisfying part of my life. I enjoy it immensely, even though there's tremendous challenges there also, with 3 different states involved and 2 different time zones and that many units. It creates all kinds of challenges. But it's something that I'm constantly involved in, helping people and being of service to people. And it's been a very satisfying thing to me and my life.
I know you served as a bishop before you were stake president. What sort of challenges did you enjoy there? And what sort of things were frustrating for you?
Well, when I became a bishop, you live around people, and everyone just seems to, their life goes on and don't seem to have any troubles. But when you become bishop, you find out that it seems like everybody has their challenges. And that was a real eye-opener of me to work through problems with people that I'd never had that opportunity before. And that was a real challenge, but yet it was extremely satisfying. Of course, being in that position, you work much more closely with people than you do in a state calling. And I enjoyed that very much.
I know there have been some other activities you've been involved in also, beyond church and school. What are some of the things that you enjoy doing personally?
What I enjoy doing personally.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I really enjoy doing is fishing. I'm a fisherman from way back, and it just seems like as the years go by, that time just becomes less and less and less as the years go by. But that's something I enjoy doing. I enjoy going out with my family, water skiing. I enjoy hunting with my boy. And I enjoy when our family gets together. We have a little reunion with all of our kids and so on in July. I enjoy that very much.
Is there a particular volunteer situation that you've been involved in, even as a youth, that you felt like was some special experience beyond the church, beyond the school work?
Well, of course, when I lived in Richfield, I got involved in the JCs, and I can remember being involved, heavily involved, in putting a canopy on the city park for picnics. And after going through that experience as a relatively young person, I thought, you know, that's really neat to be able to be involved in that. And I've had the same experience here in St. George with the Rotary Club and putting some of the facilities on the snow park and being involved in many different things through the Rotary Club here in St. George area, including the Rotary Bowl. I served on some of the first committees there, and one of my big jobs was the fundraising aspect and selling ads for the Rotary Bowl booklet and so on. And to see that whole thing come together in all of its glory, if you will, there's a lot of satisfaction that comes from that.
What are some of the things that you'd still like to do in your life?
Well, of course, I'd like to do just like every parent would, is to see your children raised and educated and off onto a good start. I'm very proud of my children. I have 8 children, 5 of which are married now. Believe it or not, I have 9 grandchildren right now. And I think that one of the things that I want to do, and my wife and I plan to do, is go on a mission for the church when we have that opportunity some years down the road.
Superintendent Steve Peterson, thank you, and congratulations on the award.
Well, thank you, Larry. I appreciate the opportunity to work with you and all the support of KSGI. You folks do a great job.